Testy, one, Lance Armstrong.
Testies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Five dudes.
Hello, people, and welcome to episode
20-ish, 20-something.
Late 20s.
Late 20s. That's the way I like them.
This is Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. I'm doing the poner. Peener. I'm only doing the peener, sorry.
Yeah, the poner, you would have an erection.
That's true. And I definitely don't have one.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, basically. It wouldn't be weird if I had one.
Not at all.
Yeah, so, good deal. Maverick's also in the building.
He's eating a Kong?
Kong treat, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, he's had quite an adventurous day today.
Yeah.
He decided, I was off work today, and so we ran some errands, and he decided to take a flying leap out the passenger window of the truck.
Really?
While I was moving. Luckily, I'm smart, and I strap him in to the seatbelt. I fasten the seatbelt, then he's got a harness that he wears, and it's tethered to the seatbelt strap. So he just jumps out, and he's just hanging there outside the door. I can only imagine what the people in the vehicle surrounding me thought. Because I was making a left turn through an intersection. So, you know, all eyes are probably watching this horrible. I thought someone was going to stop because I pulled into the Silver Flame Steakhouse. I thought someone was definitely going to stop and just tell me what a horrible pet owner I am and how it should be taken from me and blah, blah, blah.
Man, that's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
It was kind of funny. So I just reached over and just pulled the seat belt till his head got up above the window and just reached and grabbed him. And he had that look on his face that he has right now. Just like, hey, that was kind of cool, you know? So, good times. Exciting. Didn't scare him one bit, so.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So, I don't think he learned a lesson either. I don't think he was like, wow, I'm never going to do that again. I think he was thinking, I could do that again. I survived. Why not? That's good times.
Yeah, definitely.
Drinking Pilsner Urquell tonight.
Oh, wait. What are you drinking on tonight?
Pilsner Urquell. Brewed in Plzeňa Czech. It's the original Pilsner.
All right.
I don't know if I believe that, but hey.
It's like from, that bottle?
It's from Czechoslovakia, so imported in 1842, so it was imported
a long time ago.
Long time ago. I can't even do the maths on that. At least 400 or 500 years ago.
At least.
There you go.
So what do you have planned for tonight? Tasty.
I'm just going to wing it. I've got a kind of a funny story. Saw a news article that you might enjoy. Okay. We'll talk about it a little bit. And I'm going to tell a story about when my dog jumped out the passenger window of the truck.
Okay, so. I've got open letters. I'll let you choose.
Woohoo, I like choosing.
Grind my gears. I've got word association game for you.
Oh, boy. I always get nervous on those. I'm afraid I'm going to get them wrong.
Yeah, and I didn't do Dr. Jeff this week.
That's all right. Everyone will just have to solve all their problems by themselves.
Yep, but I did have a question sent in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I will put on the next one, and it's fan-fucking-tastic.
Can't wait. I'll have to get a preview, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a fancy way of saying preview.
Okay. All right, so here are the choices for open letters.
All right.
Dick Vitale.
Oh, that's a good one.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that's also awesome.
Jack Black.
Okay, yeah.
Or Westboro Baptist Church.
That's a really good one. Are you going to do one right now?
No, I was going to let you tell your story, and then I was going to do one.
Oh, well, I get this. I saw this article. Let me pull it up, because I'm going to read some excerpts from it. So, this was in the Washington Post, I think. WashingtonPost.com. The headline is just fantastic. All right. FBI admits that all registered motorcycle owners are on a classified gang list.
You're in a gang.
So I'm on a gang list, apparently. So this guy, Darren Cornia, currently holds a position within the National Security Branch of the government. So the question is, Mr. Cornia, if I were to make this statement, all registered motorcycle owners are currently showing on a classified gang list, would that statement be true or false? And the response is, that would be a true statement. The FBI has been collecting and piling Department of Motor Vehicles Driver's License Division records for the purpose of adding those to motorcycles to a classified gang list. Since 1994.
Wow.
Yeah, and his reasoning is, because the guy brings up the point, it's like, isn't that kind of stupid? Like, that's kind of a big leap.
Like Maverick took today.
Yeah, and so, exactly. So the guy's like, it's nothing more than collecting and utilizing data. And it's, we may not like to admit it, but the truth of the matter is that those that own and operate motorcycles are 67% more likely to be involved in illegal or criminal activity than those who do not own or operate a motorcycle. I'd like to see where they're getting that from.
They probably ask people, hey, how many bikers do you think are in a gang?
Yeah, and so, you know, it's, he says it's profiling to do that, just because they own a motorcycle. And so the response from the guy is, as a nation, do we complain when we add someone that has Crips or Bloods tattoo to a gang list, even though they swear up and down they don't have gang affiliation? I'm like, really? That's your justification? So Joe, my coworker, and I were talking about that. And so since we both own multiple motorcycles, and there are multiple different types of motorcycles, does that mean we're affiliated with more than one type of gang?
Or are you the head of the gang, like the boss?
Yeah, could be. So I'm part of at least two gangs, apparently.
Huh.
So there you go. Look out. I'm on the FBI gang list.
That's so gay.
Our ratings are going to go up now.
That's true.
Kind of like when a rapper goes to prison, you know, his sales go up.
His street cred.
His cred goes up, yeah. So there you go.
All right. Which of those would you like me to do? I think I should do the Westboro Baptist Church, but do that at the end.
I definitely want that one. I'm debating. I'm leaning more towards 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Just because it needs to be said, and it needs to be said now.
This one's pretty long. Can you get what I did there?
That's what she said.
All right. Here's my open letter about 50 Shades of Gay. I mean, Grey.
My goodness.
All I know about is that it's a book. It has S&M. Females and gays like it. What the hell? I've heard a lot of stupid shit, read dumb books, and have watched a lot of pointless movies. But I'll tell you this, the only way I would go to that movie is if I get to have a foursome with three hot chicks, a dog licking my toes, and one licking my ass crack.
Wait, a dog?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Or a whole lot of fucking money. How can girls think that it's awesome that some guy does some crazy shit?
Right.
You can watch that shit for free. It's called internet porn.
Yeah.
If you want to read some shit like that, then I'll write you a romance novel that'll make your vagina wet and want the dick so bad you'll grab the first one you see.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. What is happening that I don't know about? Would it give me a boner? Unless I get a happy ending, then what's the point? It's like a strip club. You get a hard-on and go home with blue motherfucking balls. And guys who have stories that they fucked a stripper, they're lying. It's about as much truth as Mercedes or Candy just stripping to get through school.
Right.
Bullshit. Just be honest. You don't have enough brains to do anything else, or you make good money doing it. So I got off topic.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Gay. And stick a strap on and stick it up your dad's ass. This is Jeff signing off with you sick bastards.
Oh, it's so true. I don't understand how women are like, oh my goodness, it's such an amazing book. I forget where I was getting coffee or something. And so I always take a book, and so I'm reading this, whatever. And
somehow it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey.
It was not. It was The Stand by Stephen King. We got to talking about, you know, I read Harry Potter series in 7 days or whatever, all 7 books. And she was like, oh yeah, have you read 50 Shades of Grey? And I'm like, absolutely not. Why would, oh, it's so good. It's like, are you comparing it to Harry Potter? She's like, well, it's really amazing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, absolutely not. And so then she goes off on me like, well, you can't have an opinion because you haven't read it. I can have an opinion no matter what. Who cares? I know enough about it that I can know that I won't. Oh, well, you haven't read it, so you don't know anything about it. It's like she actually was mad and offended that I didn't like it. Get over it.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I'd like to see if the same story were true, if it wasn't like a billionaire CEO as the main guy character, if it was like
some poor guy,
yeah, like redneck. Trailer trash. Also, I read this thing that said, if all the women who liked 50 Shades of Grey get on Pornhub and search BDSM, whatever, they're going to be pleasantly surprised by how it is not what they expect.
Not at all.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, get some gimp in here and put a ball gag in her mouth. Like, hey, you said you liked it, so you said you liked being tied up.
I've been watching a lot of this. I think it's called ID TV, and it basically it's all about, like, I almost got away with it, people that, you know, murdered someone or whatever. And a bunch of different stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's like 90% of those chicks get tied up, and I guarantee you they're not like, yay!
Exactly. Yeah. Don't understand.
You want to do a word association?
Sure, yeah. Let's give it a shot. I don't know if my brain's working well today, but I'll give it a try.
There's not that many. Pepperidge Farm.
Cheese. I don't know. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Perms.
I wish I could grow. I wish I could have one. That'd be awesome.
Jock itch.
Got it.
Eric Cartman.
I really just want an excuse to scratch my balls. You guys.
Queef.
That's so dirty.
Yeah. Fresh Prince.
Will Smith. I thought about stinging the song, but then it would never end. So
Old McDonald.
I had a farm. Also, a lot of vowels.
Perry Mason.
I like the old Perry Mason, not the new Perry Mason. Well, I say new. It's not very new. It's newer.
Dick pics.
I like sending them to you and Cordell, but usually they're actually like, wow, Beatrice. Usually they are actual pictures of guys named Dick.
Not your actual penis.
No, not my penis.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I love that show. I love the show.
I can't get into it.
Oh, there's just something about it. I watched a few episodes lately that I'm like, why didn't I watch this on a more regular basis?
And this is the truth. The other day I watched a full episode for the first time in my life. I did not laugh once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to know which one it was.
It was the one where Jerry's car smelled and they couldn't get the smell out.
I do remember that. Yeah, that one was decent.
Okay. Wham.
Oh, I was just listening to them today. What song was it?
Wake Me Up Before You Go.
No, it was da, 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 da. Somebody Tell Me.
Somebody Tell Me.
Oh, and won't you do? Well, I work so hard to give you money. That's the one where he's like, and now you're telling me that you're having my baby. And I'm like, who's he talking to?
Okay. Whoa. All right. Let's see where we're at. Doc Holliday.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in so long.
Lefty.
Lucy.
Vanna White.
She's still kind of hot. I'd probably still do it. I'd probably still do it, yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Color.
Color? Blue.
Okay. Chex.
Chex. Well, I think of Chex. I think of Chex Mix and how one time we soaked in habanero peppers and then stuck it out on the table for random people to burn their mouth with.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. And by kind, I mean very. Netflix.
Life.
Chairs.
I need more.
States.
States?
Mm-hmm.
51. 57, sorry.
Power.
White? I don't know. I was reading, an article about a motorcycle company, and the suspension is made by a company called WP, and I think it was started by some guys with the last name White, so they called it White Power, and then they had to politically correct the name.
Zebra.
Striped. Not striped. Striped.
Yogurt.
Gross.
Talkative people.
Women.
Mexico.
South.
Sweating.
Glistening.
Onomatopoeia.
Ugh.
MC Hammer.
Too legit to quit, except he did quit.
And went bankrupt. Peas.
Gross.
Knights, as in like, well, knights.
Knights. King Arthur and Camelot. Camelot.
The moon.
The cheese.
Falling.
Falling slowly.
Blizzards.
Blizzards. That makes me think of, Snoop Dogg. Like, where do you think they were called Blards to begin with? And then he said it once. He's like, man, it's snowing so much out in this blizzard. And they're like, oh, that sounds a lot better.
See, I think of Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah. I think I like their fries.
Kelp.
Kelp tape. That makes me think of that Archer episode where she's talking about ingesting it and extracting it by hand.
And the final one is Nutella.
I don't overrate it. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is. So, yeah. I don't even like chocolate. Is it chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. No wonder. No wonder I don't care.
Yeah. And I like to call it Nutella.
Nutella? Nutella? Some chick named Ella?
Which reminds me...
Be my L all over her T's?
Renico, we went out to eat the other day for lunch during break. And he was like, dude, you should text your ex-girlfriend that, you know, you haven't talked to in years.
All right.
And for some reason, Renico can almost talk me into anything.
Scary.
Yeah. And I was like, all right. He was like, who knows? Maybe you can smash it one more time. So I'm like, you make a good point.
Right.
So I text her and she's like, who is this? And I'm like, your crazy ass ex, Jeff.
Nice.
She's like, oh. And I'm like, how you doing? All that. And, you know, just trying to butter up to see if I could smash one more time. And I'm like, so are you cutting hair now? She was like, I'm on maternity leave.
Ooh.
So I just quit then. Didn't talk to her then. What's the point?
That sucks. Yeah. Yeah. That is used up.
Yep.
Sucks. Speaking of stuff like that, did you watch that video that I sent?
Yes, I did. Oh, fuck.
I thought it was kind of funny. If you've seen any of the other episodes of that, it's pretty, I mean, they're all pretty tame. That one, I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it was the people on it. Because Aisha Tyler, she's Lana on Archer.
Oh, yeah.
So, automatically, she's funny. And then the overly attached girlfriend is just, I don't know, she's funny.
See, I love Will Wheaton. He was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, usually he's annoying on that show. He was pretty funny on that. But yeah, the hilarious. But it made me think, did we ever do that on the show? I don't think we ever did. I think you brought him, but...
The Cards of...
Cards Against Humanity, yeah.
No, we haven't. We'll have to do it sometime.
Yes. Hilarious.
Which reminds me, I need to send you and Cornell something via text right now.
Oh, is it a dick pic?
I could, but no.
Am I going to like it, or is Cornell going to like it?
Cornell will like it. You will think it's funny.
Okay.
Cornell will want it to happen to him.
That narrows it down. Does it look something like this?
No.
Okay.
All right. I guess I can do my grind my gears while you're poking that stick in that rubber thing.
Oh, it's... I got it in the hole. I got it in the small hole, though. So
that's always a bummer.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. Something weird is going on here.
I don't know if I've done this or not, but I'm going to go ahead and do it again.
All right, go for it.
I want you to look at that what I sent you first.
Okay, let me pull it up. I forgot my password for a second. Oh, that's hilarious. I love it that it's a clown.
Yeah, like, which makes it even creepier.
Like, what?
I may post that up on our Facebook page.
It doesn't need to be, but it is. That's hilarious. Awesome.
All right, here we go. Oh, go ahead.
Let me know if you want me to beatbox while you do it.
Paper cuts, having small nuts, bitches without big butts, when a chick won't let me get in those guts. No sex, Tex-Mex, getting suplexed, a math problem that's complex, when you're at a job interview and after 2 minutes the boss yells next, waiting in line, getting a fine, when a chick won't dine. With me, that stupid show Glee, dudes that watch it are fruity, tomatoes, ketchup that makes my toes curl, Milton Berle when you're at a golf course and hear the word four, being poor, being on the shore, a good girl, when a dude has sand in the vagina making a pearl, clams, spam, yam, Ku Klux Klan, beer in a can, a plan that falls through, slimy goo, Motley Crue, when you go to a bathroom and it smells like poo,
poo,
when you're someplace and the females are few, the ones that are there are fugly, a buggy, outside when it's muggy, wind, open letters that are poorly penned, the people I offend, that ice cream, not so much Jerry but Ben, Franklin getting a spanking that hurts, the burps, yellow starburst, wrinkled shirts, armpit stains when a bitch gains, wait, then I can't masturbate.
When can you not masturbate?
When a chick gains weight.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha. I'm just playing a new chick.
I mean, I can always masturbate. Yeah, I'm just,
I was gonna say.
Even to a fat chick, that was just, you know.
It just takes a little longer.
Yeah, more cushion for the pushing. This is weird when they're eating a hamburger and you're pounding it out.
That is true. It is true. There's grease stains everywhere. Yeah. Asked you if you'll hold her turkey leg for you.
Yeah.
Weird.
Or her gobbler neck.
You're like, you didn't have that when we came to bed. Where did that come from?
And as I'm pounding it, man, I'm ready for dessert. It's like, bitch, you'll get your ice cream Sunday later.
Dirty. That was awesome rapping skills there, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one more thing.
I still need to put a beat to it, but, you know, we'll do that after the theme song gets done. And after all the other things that are on the list, go watch those movies that we said we'd go watch 12 years ago.
Right. Well, sorry to disappoint with the crying my gears.
Oh, no. It's great.
But I do hate yellow starburst.
Yeah, yellow and orange. They're the worst.
Yeah. Pink, man.
Pink and red are the best. Although, the other day, I was my writing class, and we always set out, like, little bowls of candy in the middle of the desks for the students. And I go around and I pick out the pink ones from the bowls, and sometimes the red ones. And I picked one, and it wasn't like a normal starburst. It was like some sort of tropical style. So it wasn't strawberry, and it was just...
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I was expecting strawberry, and it just kind of caught me off guard, and I was just like, ugh.
And I know you know what I'm talking about, and you'll probably make this sexual, but I hate when the starbursts are hard as a rock. I like them when they're a little softer. Yeah,
it's got to be a little soft, but not too soft.
Yeah. All right, I can do my final open letter.
The Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. God, I hope they're listening.
Me too. Where do I start?
At the beginning.
You are some of the worst people I've ever heard about. The boycotting of funerals for military that have put their lives on the line makes me want to send you to ISIS and see how you feel about the military after that if you live. Personally, I hope you don't. I wish a dog would just walk up to you and bite you in your baby makers. You are the definition of fucktards. I've heard people wouldn't wish something on their worst enemies. I hope all that shit happens to you. You are based out of Topeka, Kansas, part of Tornado Country. I hope one comes through and doesn't touch anything but your church. Huh. I want it to stop there for 10 minutes and kicks the shit out of your house of insanity. I hope your penis and vagina holes get stapled together so you can't reproduce dumbass children. I hope Bigfoot makes you his bitch. I hope an elephant sits on your head. I hope you get headbutted by Peyton Manning. I hope a ninja karate chops your ass at every nerve that is painful for 20 hours straight. I hope a gay French dude French kisses you. I hope a mobster sets up a car bomb, but it doesn't kill you, but you're a vegetable the rest of your life. I hope Ray Rice gets a hold of you in an elevator. I hope OJ stabs you and gets a not guilty verdict. I hope Nickelback plays music for you for 37 hours straight. I hope Rosie O'Donnell speaks at your church with the doors locked from the outside. I hope Snoop Dogg and his homies get baked for several hours in your church. I hope you get on Obama's health care plan. I hope the fashion police come and talk about the clothing you're wearing. And last but not least, I hope Jehovah's Witness comes to your door knocking. This is Jeff signing off with a go get fucked by a 23-inch penis.
23 inches wide. Oh, it's true. They're horrible people. Horrible. I don't understand. Like, how did John Lennon get shot and, you know, JFK and all the other presidents get shot, but they somehow still live?
Yeah. Or even, like, Martin Luther King Jr., who was...
Yeah, he was killed. Yep, I don't get it. Don't understand him.
Yeah.
Burn him down.
I feel much better after saying that. All right, well, like our Facebook page.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah.
Like us. Lust us.
And even if you don't, fuck you.
Tell us how hot we are. Show us how hot we are.
Show us boob pics.
In the form of movies. Yeah, like it. Spread the word.
Spread it like a venereal disease.
That's right. Absolutely. All right, well.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should do my line. I'm going to again.
Yeah, why not? You could do it.
Have your kids spayed or neutered. Yeah. You don't want any more dumbasses running around this world. That's good enough.
Especially if you're in the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yep, staple them together.
Yep, staple or just cut them off. Like, man, what would you do for a girl? Like, fill it with caulking or something like that? Some super glue?
Yeah. Some of that gorilla kind, because supposedly it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, and it works on, it's activated by moisture. That's horrible.
Oh, that's awesome.
And don't forget that 90% of the hands you shake have been recently used for masturbation.
Fuck yeah. Let's get out of here.
Let's go masturbate.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'm not even going to say bye.